Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi. Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Oh, it is a busy day. Friday here on the program, you know what that means. It means we got an AEW pay-per-view coming up this weekend. Denise Salcedo is going to join us in the final segment of the show today to help Mike and I preview that show, all the matches, who we think is going to win, etc., etc., where they may be going. Obviously, AEW Dynamite is tonight, preempted as a result of the NBA. And in fact, it will be preempted every week in June until the final week of June. So we got weeks of preemptions ahead. Friday night, Saturday night, it's going to be all over the place. So, rough time. As I mentioned, what are the main benefit, actually. Actually, I'd say the main benefit of going to TBS is they got paid a lot more money. That's the main benefit. But the secondary benefit is not being preempted all the time, because this was the worst possible time, given the Wednesday Night Wars just ended. They just got Wednesday to themselves. They just got that big momentum, and then boom, preempted. So that sucks. But anyway, we'll talk about that, and also SummerSlam. I talked about this yesterday, that a lot of rumors, and I expected them to be confirmed today. Some of them have, some of them have not, but I'll tell you what I think is going to happen at SummerSlam. We have also got the story in The Observer about Nick Khan and New Japan in talks. We need to be in talks about this story here today. And, of course, on top of that, we have also got the AEW lineup as noted, SmackDown lineup for tonight, the New Japan Strong lineup for tonight. Shaquille O'Neal is talking about returning to AEW soon, he says, this summer, and so much more. So a lot to get into. Mike Sempervivi joins us after the break. Stick around, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
Is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
It's time for some straight talk. You've got real work to do, but everyone's sucking up the free Wi-Fi faster than a Mocha Choco double frap on ice. So be your own hotspot. Now with Straight Talk Wireless, get 10 gigs of hotspot data with the Ultimate Unlimited plan. Just $55 a month on America's largest and most dependable networks. You don't have to find a hotspot. You are the hotspot. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. 800-251-7460. That's 800-251-7460.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Well, it looks like everyone just wants to know about WWE and New Japan. Listen, I don't know. I don't know everything that's going on, but I'll tell you what I know here. So first, we add from the new edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter. This actually is from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. WWE president Nick Khan has been in talks with New Japan Pro Wrestling about WWE becoming New Japan's exclusive American partner. Dave Meltzer reported in this week's Observer newsletter. The talks regarding the potential partnership date back to March or early April, but there's no indication where the discussions are currently at. If talks go anywhere, the deal would include WWE sending talent, including top stars, to work in New Japan. New Japan has normally worked with the Ring of Honor as their American partner during the pandemic, however. New Japan has also formed relationships with All Elite Wrestling and Impact Wrestling. Yuji Nagata appeared earlier this month on AEW Dynamite, and Kojima appeared on this week's episode of Impact Wrestling. Meltzer wrote the following, "In what could end up being among the biggest wrestling stories of the year, or a non-story, depending on the end result, Nick Khan has been in talks with New Japan Pro Wrestling about WWE being the exclusive American partner with the promotion. Right now, New Japan has been working with AEW and Impact, and has had a relationship with CMLL and Ring of Honor, but things have slowed down with those companies since COVID. Obviously, there are a million questions regarding such a deal if this was to happen, and there are no indications where talks are, past they date back to late March or early April." It's now the end of May. "But it would include WWE sending talent and WWE top stars being allowed to work in New Japan if talks go anywhere. With Khan, the former isolationist attitude of WWE versus everyone is changing, with the idea WWE is part of the wrestling landscape and not separate from the pro wrestling landscape. I don't doubt that that's what they're talking about, but I will believe it when I see it. I've heard Hunter say this a million times during, we're open to anything. Well, I mean, that's nice to say, but I have no indication, zero, zilch, that you're open to working with anybody else. I've seen zero evidence of that whatsoever. Obviously, it's also to keep New Japan away from working with other companies, which could strengthen the opposition and also be a factor with WWE gunning for the same talent, et cetera, et cetera." Now, today on PW Insider, There was also a note here from Mike Johnson. He says, there was a report earlier today from Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer about WWE reaching out to New Japan Pro Wrestling about a potential working agreement. Since that report began making the rounds, we've heard from a number of readers asking whether there is anything to it. We are told there is and there isn't. PWInsider.com has been told today by sources from each company that there have been communications between the two sides for several months, but, he writes, the main crux of it was over the potential of Daniel Bryan being able to potentially work some dates in New Japan. Whether anything has come from these discussions remains to be seen. And there's more, but that was the main thing that I wanted to read right there. And I bring that up because if you read Dave's report, reading, of course, is your friend, and sometimes you have to read it between the lines. Dave mentions nothing about New Japan stars coming to WWE. That doesn't mean that that would not be part of a working agreement, but as he writes about it, he's specifically writing about top WWE stars being allowed to work New Japan. Now, if you put all of this stuff together, I mean, it's very clear that a portion of this story, if you go by what Mike Johnson is saying, the majority of the story, if you go by what Dave is saying, maybe not the majority of the story, but it appears abundantly clear that a portion of this story is that Daniel Bryan wants to be able to work New Japan. Clearly, based on Mike Johnson's story, Daniel Bryan has talked to WWE about this, and WWE, in turn, has begun to talk to New Japan about this. Now, as you note here, in Dave's story, it mentions that WWE wants to be the exclusive partner of New Japan. Well, why would they want that? Well, it seems abundantly clear if you start putting the pieces of this story together. Daniel Bryan would like to work for New Japan Pro Wrestling. Regardless of what WWE has stated here, you think that WWE is okay with the idea that Daniel Bryan goes to New Japan and wrestles Jon Moxley for the IWGP US title? You think they're cool with the idea of Chris Jericho having his working agreement with New Japan and somehow Daniel Bryan ends up there and ends up doing a match with Chris Jericho of AEW? It sounds to me that the crux of the issue here is they want to be able to offer Daniel Bryan the ability to go to New Japan, but they do not want him working with anybody from AEW or anybody probably from anywhere else. So that is what I believe the crux of this issue is right here. Do I believe that New Japan and WWE are very close to a working agreement that would allow New Japan and WWE guys to go back and forth regularly? I do not believe that at all. Maybe they are, but I don't buy that. I look at this story and I'm trying to think of one way that a New Japan WWE working agreement would not be a hilarious disaster. I can't think of one. But clearly there is a discussion going on, or there was a discussion going on. I don't know where it is right now. Daniel Bryan's contract has expired. I mean, God only knows what this guy's decision is going to be. I mean, I think that he would be willing to stay with WWE if they let him do New Japan dates. And who knows, maybe he wants to do dates all over the place. But I mean, it's the same deal. If he wants to do a date somewhere where an AEW guy could also do a date there, I do not believe for one second that WWE is going to be cool with that idea. So I guess we could wait and see. We should wait and see. We will wait and see. But I do feel that this is not as far along as a lot of fans are, I guess, in fear that it is. But we shall see.
Hilariously overblown? Would that be a good way to
say? I would not
say
hilariously overblown.
You sure about that?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. This is just like when the Forbidden Door was cracked open with AEW, okay? Remember when the Forbidden Door was cracked open and everybody started doing all of this fantasy booking and Okada's going to come here and Omega's going to wrestle Ibushi at the Dome and they were just going out of their minds? And I was like, bro, let's calm down here. We got one guy that went over. Like, let's just relax. And in fact, what I said was exactly what happened. We had one guy go over and then nothing. And now the Forbidden Door is again cracked and we had Nagata wrestling on Dynamite. But it certainly is not like a full-fledged, and obviously some of that is because Japan is a COVID disaster right now. And maybe, like, when Japan opens up, we will see that. But what everybody was thinking when they heard that story, if you are thinking that sort of WWE New Japan working agreement is right around the corner, yes, I would say that's hilariously overblown. Would I say there's nothing to it? No, because obviously there was something to it with AEW and New Japan. But everybody needed to temper their expectations, which is what I said, and I was right about it. I think you also need to temper your expectations about this story here.
The whole thing is funny to me. Denny Burkholder, I like his idea of Otis versus Yano. There you go, a battle of ladder match enthusiasts that those two have been in the past. Unfortunately, didn't work out too well for Otis. But, yeah, this is stupid. This is so stupid. Daniel Bryan, I mean, immediately, as soon as this happens, everybody has lost their mind. New Japan is crazy. They're the, what are they doing? They've really lost their touch. Where's Harold May? They can't do this. What about Vince? And then this report comes out about maybe most of this has got to do with Daniel Bryan. I don't know how this is going to work with Daniel Bryan in WWE. He wants to go work everywhere. There are going to be people on Arena Mexico shows in England, in Japan, in Germany, in Australia, wherever he wants to go. There's going to be non-WWE people on that show. There is going to be a conflict of interest, I'm sure, in a bunch of places if you're WWE. So if you're WWE, either sign him or that's it. Daniel Bryan can go do what he wants, and I have a feeling that probably we're not going to be talking about any relationship between New Japan and WWE, but I guess we'll have to see how things play out.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live. Sometimes love.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I'm Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. You know, I always like to give old sayings. I usually screw them up, but I like to give them anyway. Bros. Twitch homies, listen to me. Had somebody, I don't even remember the exact line he had, but something like, how can you even think that this would be bad with New Japan and WWE? There's so many great New Japan talents that could come over and work for WWE.
Oh, will you stop this troll?
Listen, here's the old, he's not a troll, like he believed that, but he everyone, listen to me.
All right, he's a leopard.
A leopard does not change its spots, okay? Every time Triple H does one of these deals and he talks about how AEW is not competition, even though they counter-programmed regularly on Wednesday nights, whenever he says we're open to working with anybody, but like they never are, like I don't care what you say. What do you do? Well, you know what you do? I can't remember the match, but this happened. Toni Storm, when she was working for Stardom and had signed with WWE, they would not allow her to do a specific job on the way out. On a random show for Stardom in Japan, Toni Storm. Do you guys remember when Kyrie left WWE, but she was still under contract, and she wanted to do a Stardom show, and they told her no? Even though she wasn't working for WWE, she's living in Japan. It wouldn't have made any difference. They said no. So, seriously, you think the WWE would be cool with sending Seth Rollins over to Japan to do a match on a big New Japan show, and he's going to do a job for Okada? You think that Vince McMahon is going to be cool with that? Do you guys realize that they almost never do DQ finishes or BS finishes in New Japan? Like, all of a sudden, Ghetto's going to start doing, like, screwjob WWE finishes to protect these WWE guys in New Japan? You think that after what happened with Okada in Impact, they're going to be cool with sending Okada over to WWE to, like, do a clean job to the power slam from Braun Strowman? I mean, think about this for 2 seconds. What evidence do you have? And I've given you evidence that there's no way that this is going to happen. What evidence do you have that this could work in any way? I want to hear it. What evidence do you have over the last several years that they're going to send their guys over somewhere to do jobs? And what evidence do you have that they're going to have people come over and put those guys over on their television show? Present me one shred of evidence outside of Hunter saying we're open to working with anybody. There's no evidence whatsoever. So, I mean, in a perfect world, you don't think I'd like to see New Japan and the great WWE workers doing stuff on each other? Of course I would. In a perfect world. You know, this is not everybody. It's not a perfect world.
No, sir.
Do not live in fantasy land.
Mm-mm.
I will believe it when I see it. And do I expect to see that anytime? In like, I was going to say my lifetime, but realistically, in Vince McMahon's lifetime, do you guys think you're ever going to see this? Well, if you do, you are welcome to continue believing that you're going to see it, but I'll believe it when I see it. And I've seen zero evidence.
Maybe there's one person out there that wants to see Okada thrown up on by Alexa Bliss. Maybe there's somebody out there, but you're in the big minority here. And you know what? That's just not going to happen.
I mean, I'd be cool seeing it like Yano versus Alexa's doll.
What about Reggie? Who would you put Reggie?
But you know what happened is Vince wouldn't let Yano go over the doll. It's WWE's doll. The doll would have to beat Yano.
Dude, what about
Which if
Hiromu?
One guy could pull it off, it probably would be Yano.
What about Hiromu's cat?
What about his cat?
I mean, Hiromu's cat against somebody on the WWE.
His cat could face the doll. But again, the doll has to go over.
You know what's going to happen. The cat may be infected and may end up in Bray Wyatt's funhouse along with Ramblin' Rabbit and whatnot. And then we're going to have on pay-per-view on SummerSlam, Redo, Fall Coming, whatever dumb names are going to give their stupid pay-per-views now. Maybe we could get that match on pay-per-view.
Guys, remember that one year that we had Raw and SmackDown facing each other at Survivor Series? And it was like, WWE owned both brands. And Raw still did the clean sweep on SmackDown and beat them in every single solitary match. Which, by the way, led to nothing, I might add. That's what they did with their own brand that they own.
That's a good point.
They couldn't even give their own SmackDown brand a win over Raw. And you expect that we're going to have like some 50-50 New Japan WWE relationship? Are you kidding me? Get out of here. SummerSlam, which I cannot report this 100%, but I'm 99% sure that SmackDown's going to be in Vegas, okay? There's a bunch of options here, and anything can change until it's announced and it's signed, but I'm 99% sure it's going to be in Las Vegas. And it will, in fact, be taking place for God only knows what reason. It will be taking place on August 21st, which is, in fact, a Saturday. Why is it on Saturday? I have no earthly idea. I believe also, I'd say 95% sure, and until it's announced, it's not. I mean, this is WWE we're talking about here, but I'm pretty sure that it's Roman Reigns versus John Cena as the main event. So when it's official. Until then, it's not official. But they even had like some SummerSlam tagline, which was like, you can't see it or something like that. It was like a total hint for John Cena. So I'm pretty sure that SummerSlam's in Vegas, Roman Reigns, John Cena, Saturday, June 21st or August 21st for whatever reason. And that's going to be the plan. So
you know why? They're trying to piggyback. They can try to claim they're going to do this so they can be the big event in town. And there's only so many people you can put inside whatever, the MGM or whoever is the T-Mobile, whoever's hosting Manny Pacquiao and Errol Spence. And, man, look what we did in Vegas on the same night. Look what we did. We outdrew them, and that's why they're doing it. And in some ways it makes sense. You're going to have people in town. They're going to be at rapt attention. Las Vegas on Sunday and Monday is no fun. That's the reason a lot of big boxing and wrestling events used to be on Monday. That was the pay-per-view night, because the mentality was people fly into Vegas on Friday. They go Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They see the fight on Monday night, and then they leave town. What they ended up finding out was obviously Saturday night was the best night. People roll into town Thursday and Friday. They're out by Sunday night. That's why WWE, in my opinion, looking at this, that's why they're doing this. And Vegas is obviously open. They need as many events as they can. The entire hospitality industry is still in the mud. The convention industry is still in the mud. They plan on having it come back by the end of the year, but they're looking for big events. And for WWE, in a way, it fits. The reality is, at the end of the day, Manny Pacquiao and Errol Spence is going to be a much bigger deal. It's going to be a much more covered event. People are going to care about it more. But can you latch on to that and try to get some appeal for yourself in the city? Try to, you know, do what you can to rub up against that? Sure, absolutely. So that's why I think it's going down like that. And that's why I think it's on Saturday. I could be wrong about that, but I'll wait for somebody to call me out on it.
So tonight we've got New Japan Strong and we've got SmackDown here. And I swear to God, I shouldn't even have to say that. You all know this is true. SmackDown tonight will feature Rey Mysterio and Dominik defending against Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode.
I have never seen that before.
Which they set up last week when Dominik pinned Robert Roode clean. Of course that's what happened. So there you go. That's the match coming up here tonight.
It's amazing. You know,
they're getting a rematch based on a loss.
Those four are wrestling each other, and somehow Shayna Baszler is going to lose the match. It's going to be the damnedest thing.
Now, on the other hand, New Japan Strong tonight will have filthy Tom Lawler, our own filthy Tom Lawler, facing Chris Dickinson. El Fantasmo versus Wheeler Yuta, and Clark Connors versus AJZ. So
that's all
like
awesome.
Excellent show here. Yeah.
That is really good. Like, that's a pretty damn good three-match show. Obviously, the main event is what matters there with Filthy and Dirty, which is an amazing combination there. There should be the next IWGP heavyweight tag team title contenders. I am so sick of seeing G.O.D. As much as I like Zack Sabre Jr. and Taichi have been a great team, we have seen them far too often against each other. We need some finality with this once Taichi gets better, and we need to see some finality there so we can move on to somehow getting Filthy and Dirty together.
No. What we're going to get is Filthy Tom Lawler against The Fiend as part of this New Japan WWE relationship, where The Fiend will destroy Filthy Tom Lawler and light him on fire. Actually, you know what? If we could get Filthy Tom versus Kane, this would all be worth it.
I was going to say, yeah.
He'd even do the job in 30 seconds.
Absolutely. I'd be counting that money.
And yes,
that's good folding money for Tom, so I'd be happy with that.
And also tonight, we've got AEW television, and in a few moments, actually, we'll be joined by Denise Salcedo. We're going to preview all of the matches on the AEW pay-per-view. And if you've ever watched one of these segments before, what happens is Denise and I successfully predict all the matches, and then Mike just screws it up the entire time. But we'll see what happens this time, Mike.
Well, okay. This just proves once again how big of a liar that you are, because we, in the last time we did this, all of our picks were the same except for the last one, which, yes, I decided to step out on a limb for, just to try to be different, because we agreed on everything. So that's why I did that.
And you were wrong. So in the end of the day, I was right.
Shut up. The worldwide wrestling music is playing. You're going to ruin my vibe here. Where's Denise? Save the show.
Back in a moment. Blokes Observer Live.
Hi, this is Ron Barr, and I've got great news for anyone suffering from ongoing pain due to aging, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Relief Factor is a 100% research-based formula that was created to combat the root causes of inflammation. Relief Factor is designed to address sore muscles, stiff joints, aches, and the general discomfort you may feel. There are four key ingredients, and each approaches the body's natural inflammatory response function from a different metabolic pathway. And they've got something special for Sports Byline Network listeners. You can get their three-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. Head to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-500-8384. Relief Factor helps to support a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort from the effects of daily living, and you can get yours at ReliefFactor.com or by calling 1-800-500-8384. Your life, your freedom. Get back to living at ReliefFactor.com.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Our own Denise Salcedo is joining us here today.
Hey, what's up? Good to be back here again.
What's that background there today?
Oh my God. So I officially moved. So I have not had any time whatsoever to put any mask up or any of the awesome things that I had in my old house. And I've been trying to come up with something creative to do back here. And the creativity has yet to strike me as of this moment. So I just have this blank wall.
I like how the term is that you officially moved.
Yeah, I officially
not an unofficial move.
It's an official move to my first ever apartment, so I was very happy about it. But it turns out that there's like a zillion things to do, so like decorating ended up being like the least of my on the lowest priorities list.
Well, now you're in LA, right? So what is it like paying $5,000 a month for an apartment?
Oh, get out of here, Mike.
It's killing me. The rent prices and then electricity and then internet. It was just insane. Like you would be surprised how much money you have to spend out here. It's crazy. And then furniture and all of that. I mean, it was kind of a disaster the first week.
You know, Denise, my first apartment, I paid $600 a month.
Okay, yeah, I'm definitely paying more
than that. And you know what I did about your problem about decorating? I didn't do anything.
It's a dirty mess.
White
on
walls.
The
place was empty.
Chalk outline there.
I might have to be like this for a while.
All right, let's do these matches here. We're doing predictions here. Got to get through 10 matches here, so we'll keep it succinct. Serena Deeb and Riho for the NWA World Women's Title is the opening match. I'll go first here. I predict that Serena Deeb retains the title here. I think the match will be very, very good. I think it's on the pre-show for a reason. So Serena Deeb is my pick. Denise?
I think this is an easy one. I have to agree with you on this one, too. It's Serena Deeb as well. It just makes more sense.
Michael?
Yes, one of my triumphant of my three favorite wrestlers, Thunder Rosa, Britt Baker, and Serena Deeb. Serena Deeb holds on to that title, and it probably will be a pretty good match. And they'll probably get a little bit of time, too, which is cool.
So we have Kenny Omega, Orange Cassidy, and Pac, and a few things here. Number one, this is advertised, this is billed. You can buy the pay-per-view right now if you want to, but in storyline, we don't know if Orange Cassidy is in this match. We're going to find out on the TV tonight if he accepts this match or if he backs out. It's not a spoiler because I don't know, but I'm pretty sure he's not backing out. So it's a three-way. And we also don't know what the rules for a three-way in AEW are. So my bold prediction here is that they are going to announce that it is a ECW-style three-way dance. You are eliminated from the match. So it's not, you know, Orange Cassidy can pin Pac and win the title. If you get pinned, you're out of there. And it comes down to a one-on-one match. And I think it's going to come down to a one-on-one match with one of these guys. And Kenny Omega is going to win. And in fact, first person eliminated will be Orange Cassidy because of his beating. That sets up him going out first. Then we have Kenny Omega and Pac doing stuff, and Kenny Omega beats Pac. Kenny retains the title. Mike, your thoughts?
Yeah, I hope that's the route they decide to go with these three-way matches and they go back to that ECW style, because that was pretty cool. And down the line, when you do have a champion lose and you get that pop and then you get some drama with the last two people in the ring, I don't think that's going to happen here, because like you, I think Orange Cassidy goes out first, and then I think, and it could even be, you know, relatively early, and then I think we get a really healthy dose of Pac and Omega, with Omega coming out the victor, hopefully cleanly, although, you know, with Pac, if you wanted to try to give him something, if there's distraction or something like that, it's very WWE, but considering that Don Callis is there and those guys are there, and you could always tie it in with Penta and with Phoenix as well, you know, I wouldn't be too surprised if there's a little bit of some chicanery at the end.
All right, before we go, Denise, Dagan here says they confirmed on Dark that it is WWE three-way rules. I don't think they use that term.
Boo.
But that means Orange Cassidy can pin Pac and win Kenny Omega's title.
I'm not surprised that
I don't like it.
You don't like it, or you do like it?
I don't like it.
I, you know what? I don't mind it. And here's the reason for this is that I think that all of us are completely, like, you can say 99.9% sure that Kenny Omega is retaining his title and walking out champion. But with this, I do feel like we're going to get an extraordinary match. And obviously, this is just, you know, me saying that we're definitely going to be having Orange Cassidy in this match and all of that. So I do think that I kind of like it like this. But then again, I would have liked it had they actually switched things up, given the fact that everybody's been talking about how we've been nonstop having so many three-way matches. So it would have been nice for them not to do the tradition, to do it the WWE way. But definitely Kenny Omega for me.
Well, I will say this, that as much as I do not like it, I will say that AEW does claim that they do DQs, but I think they've done two DQs in 2.5 years. And so I do believe that if they do three ways with WWE rules, I think that we will, I don't want to say never, but pretty much never see the champion lose his title when one guy pins another guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have the rule. You don't need to take advantage of the rule in booking. So I guess we'll see. Hikaru Shida, Britt Baker. Britt Baker wins. Anybody disagree?
It's got to be Britt Baker. If it's not Britt Baker, I feel like a lot of people will be disappointed. And this is not really not taking anything away from Hikaru Shida. But just, I think that the AEW women's division has definitely been turning around. And a way to, like, boost it back up and get it excited again, it has to be with a champion that they're putting focus on and actually able to shine and feels like a star. And right now, as much as I like Hikaru Shida, the star really is Britt Baker. And I think that they need to utilize this moment to really ride all the momentum that she's had, especially coming off of that match with Thunder Rosa. So Britt Baker all the way, or I think people will be very, very angry.
I absolutely. I think that's exactly the case. People will be disappointed. And Hikaru Shida is a wrestling star. She's a star to AEW fans. Dr. Britt Baker could be a crossover star for AEW. That's one of the reasons that she was one of the faces at the beginning of AEW. They believe in her a lot. It is just her time. No offense to Hikaru Shida, but how long can we continue to go with this, especially without a bunch of people coming in to kind of give you fresh matches at a higher level? You know, there's a lot that AEW, you know, women's division, it's really good, but I'd like to see, you know, I'd like to see Shida and Deeb. I'd like to see some other things going on. I'd like to see Britt Baker now carry that weight, carry that title, and be one of the big faces of that company, men or women.
We've got Cody Rhodes and Anthony Ogogo, and I actually have no idea. It's going to be a coin flip because one would think that Cody's obviously going to win. But then there's the aspect that I don't know when his child is due, but I don't think it's that far away. And Anthony Ogogo, they're trying to create new stars. So I absolutely could see Cody putting Anthony Ogogo over in this match. I got to make a prediction. So I'm going to go out on a limb here, perhaps, and I'm going to predict that Anthony Ogogo wins this match.
Oh, you bastard. I wanted to call that.
Well, call it then, dude.
I wanted to call that, too.
All right. Well, I guess I'm not out on a limb. Should I change my prediction? I'm not gonna. I don't like losing.
Out for me last time, yeah. No, don't do that.
So we're all agreeing, Anthony Ogogo, really?
Hey, why not?
I think they need to establish a main event player, and they definitely have it right now. They could definitely go with it with Ogogo, definitely.
Brian, time out. Why would it be ridiculous? It's not like this is a situation with the title where you don't want to kind of sully the title or the reputation and have some sort of wacky finish. Hold on. You can have those other people interfere. You can have that happen. And the bottom line is Cody goes in and he wipes out Ogogo or he beats Ogogo. So then what's left for Anthony Ogogo? It's like, well, yeah, you lost to Cody. But, I mean, that whole crew's kind of in the same spot. If you're going to make QT Marshall and that whole crew functional and make them, you know, at least something to want to see on TV, they better do something. And beating Cody Rhodes, beating him down, bloodying him up, sending him to his unborn child, you know, early – hey, you know, that would probably be a pretty good way to do it.
Well, what I would say, Mike, is that the reason I would find that kind of
strange.
Well, yes. You asked me my opinion, and then you steamrolled my answer.
Well, because you were going to steamroll mine.
Well, you asked me a question. I was answering.
I'll stand up for myself.
You said why, and I was about to answer, and then you just kept running over me.
Gave you the big Dave.
Okay, listen. Because Anthony Ogogo, in my opinion, may not be really ready for prime time.
Oh, he's not.
They only let him wrestle for 30 seconds. I suspect that Cody's going to try and go out there and do a long match with him. Dude. But at the end of the day, Cody is a very big star. It is not going to hurt Anthony Ogogo to beat Cody Rhodes, but there is the argument that if Anthony Ogogo is really not ready to go out there and be a regular wrestler and a main event star, then he shouldn't be beating Cody yet. He can always beat Cody later.
He's been doing a lot of things his father has done. You want to do something? There you go. Big Bubba Rogers, Nikita Koloff, other people that have been out there far too early, but then get made to look far better than what they are. This would be a big thing for Cody to do, and I'm sure that would be something he'd like to brag about later on, about this guy with so little experience. This Olympic boxer came in, and I was able to get him over like $1 zillion. I did it all for him. I laid down, and then I came back as the Midnight Rider.
Denise, who's winning this Casino Battle Royal?
All right, I'm definitely going to go with Christian Cage on this one. And the reason for that is that I think he should be one of the first people to come out. And basically, you know, he has the whole outwork everyone. So what better way to tell the story of outwork everyone than come in here and be one of the first ones in and actually win this thing? So I definitely got to go with Christian Cage on this one.
I'm predicting it's going to be The Blade.
Oh.
I'm not predicting it's going to be The Blade. you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to predict the TBA, okay? I'm going to tell you why. Because I think that the TBA could be somebody from New Japan that is in for a limited amount of time. And as a result, they can win. They can get their championship match over the next couple of weeks, and then they will be gone. You've got forever to build up Christian for a championship match. There's no hurry. But if you've got somebody from New Japan who is the TBA and they're only here for a limited amount of time, they may as well win. You do the title match on television and then they go back to Japan. I predict the TBA.
But I think a lot of people also think that it's going to be Paul White, considering the fact that he's doing commentary. So it almost feels like a given of a little surprise that he would be the TBA.
I think that'd be a horrible idea. But
thing is, Brian, I think if the TBA is from New Japan, depending on who it is, they can actually lose in this match. You know, it's kind of like Nagata coming over, I mean, or even Kenta. To New Japan, how they framed those men in their current environments, like, New Japan doesn't lose anything by having them come over to AEW. I mean, they don't. And say it's somebody who, again, let's say it's, I don't know, Satoshi Kojima. If it was Minoru Suzuki, I would have him win. If it's a Kojima or somebody like that, I don't think you necessarily need to have him win. And I don't agree with you that you have all the time in the world on Christian. When Christian, it's not like he's red hot right now or anything like that. There's been entertaining stuff with Taz, but I think, like Denise said, I think if you're going to do something with Christian, now is probably a good time to do it. And to have a TBA that, look, if it's Andrade, Andrade wins. If it's not Andrade or Daniel Bryan or a big name like that, I think you can get away with having that person get tossed out, having him get into a feud. But then, you know, you have somebody like a Christian that does need it a lot more right now that ends up winning.
Well, I didn't say who the TBA was going to be. Maybe it's a giant name. But I'm predicting the TBA here. See, the thing, Denise, with Big Show is like, I have nothing against Big Show leaving the booth to do a match, everything like that. But I just figure if you're teasing a TBA, I picture Big Show getting into that booth to get in the ring and everybody groaning. Like, what? That's the TBA?
I necessarily commentator. I would be, like, the biggest fan of it, but it just seems like a very obvious sort of choice. And I think that's where I'm getting at, that it feels more obvious to actually go about it this route.
Would they go Royal Rumble style where he's actually doing the announcing and then his music hits and then he takes off the headphones and walks to the ring?
Hey, listen, we got the Young Bucks and Moxley and Kingston. We got four more matches here. Who's winning this match, Denise? Oh, we hear the music. Quick!
It's the Young Bucks. It's too soon for that.
Of course it is. You're right. Mike, you disagree?
It's the Bucks, but really it's the fans.
Get out of here. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, it wouldn't be an AEW preview show if we didn't run out of time halfway through the matches. But before we do the last one we're going to do here, I want Denise to get her plugs in first, just in case, you know, there's some unrepentant rambling that causes us to lose time. What are we doing this weekend, Denise?
All right, so first and foremost, today I'm covering both SmackDown and AEW Dynamite on the exact same night, so make sure to tune in for that. And then also, I will be covering AEW Double or Nothing on Monday at 3 p.m. at a later start time because I will be at Double or Nothing this weekend. But you can check out my shows literally on the YouTube channel Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays unless AEW is preempted.
And, of course, you can just go to YouTube, type in F4W Online, type in Denise's name, type in video.f4wonline.com. All of those take you to the YouTube page. We can watch all these shows. Going to Double or Nothing. Look at you. I didn't even know that. Wow. I don't know anything that's going on.
I haven't been to a wrestling show in, like, forever, so it's pretty exciting.
I haven't been to a wrestling show in, like, a year and a half. Easy. But
Someday
I shall return. Inner Circle and the Pinnacle. Denise, who's winning this match?
It's got to be the Pinnacle. I don't think they can 50-50 book this, and it just makes more sense to have the Pinnacle win.
Wow, you think the Inner Circle is breaking up forever?
Yeah, I think that's it. It's done. I feel like, I personally, as babyfaces, I haven't been that big of a fan of theirs as babyfaces, so I'm going to go with the Pinnacle.
Wow, I'm going with the Inner Circle. What about you, Mike? This is the big one here.
I'm going to go with the Inner Circle, although I just don't like how they did this. If they wanted to push it further down the line, maybe, because I think Inner Circle should, you know, really, right now, Pinnacle should keep winning and keep putting the heat on, but because I don't believe that Inner Circle is going to break up forever, I'm taking them.
Man, it's going to be Monday. Monday, Denise, one of us is going to have the last laugh.
We'll see who it is.
We will see who it is. Well, listen, thanks for doing the show here today. Check out video.f4wonline.com. everything you want to know about video and Denise's shows and everything like that. And we're out of time. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.